This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. A new Tom Cruise action movie opens today. We'll have a review of Night and Day in a moment. Now, a Tom Cruise action movie would normally be a huge Hollywood event and a guaranteed hit. These days, people are not so sure. And we're going to talk about that with reporter Kim Masters. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Steve.
What's changed about Tom Cruise?
Well, what's changed about Tom Cruise and what's changed about Hollywood? We'll start with Tom Cruise. Of course, everyone remembers the strangeness that happened a few years ago when he was jumping on Oprah's couch, when he was reproaching Matt Lauer. You know, he was very public about his association with the Church of Scientology. It's actually something we've never seen before. Here was a huge international movie star sort of spinning out of control. He had fired his publicist and he damaged himself. But there's also the age factor. It happens to guys, too. He's not a kid anymore. And the bottom line is Night and Day is not tracking well. Audience research does not show huge interest in running out to see this movie. And therefore, the panic and the finger pointing have already begun.
Now, you said it's partly Tom Cruise, but also partly Hollywood.
Yes, because we haven't seen a major movie star work in a movie much in a while. The summer got off to a horrible start. The movies that have worked are Toy Story, which is, you know, you get the voices, but it's not actually a sort of star-driven movie. And then you've had Karate Kid, which stars a kid. You know, we haven't seen a Russell Crowe movie work or any of these go-to bankable stars. And Hollywood doesn't know quite how to respond to that. What does that mean when movie stars can't open movies?
So what has Tom Cruise been doing to try to survive in that environment?
Tom Cruise has had a lot of work to do to try to get his image back. They have literally staged PR interventions with him, not once but twice. A group of Hollywood executives who are concerned with his well-being and his performance have gone to him and said, look at the audience feeling about you now. And he has systematically gone around, apologized to Matt Lauer, gone on Oprah again, very publicly made fun of himself and this notion that he is weird, trying to establish that he isn't weird. And he's also been at this character you might have seen in Tropic Thunder, this profane movie mogul, Les Grossman, and that's a big play for the young audience.
And you hear the voice of Tom Cruise, but you almost don't see him. He's made up. He's bald. He's wearing glasses. He's got this paunch,
right,
this pot belly. And let's listen to a little bit of Tom Cruise in that character, Les Grossman, at the recent MTV Movie Awards.
Movies. Awards. I've made them. I've won them. And for 35 years, I've done it better and made more goddamn money than anybody in Hollywood. Aside from the money and the power and the money, I do it for only one reason, you.
Okay, what is the real reason that Tom Cruise would agree to play this satirical character? I understand there's even a movie deal that may be built around Les Grossman entirely.
Well, we'll see if the movie happens. You know, sometimes in Hollywood we have an announcement that is meant to publicize something and it's not really a movie. So we'll see. Time will tell.
At the same time, there is this release today of Night and Day, Night with a K, Knight and Day. and there must be a lot on the line for Tom Cruise here as well.
A lot on the line for Hollywood. This movie cost well in excess of $100 million. Throw in marketing, that's another $50. If it doesn't work, you know, that is a huge loss for Fox. And Hollywood will be, we've talked in the past, Steve, how nervous Hollywood is with these movies not working. This will not help if this movie doesn't connect with audiences.
Kim, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Kim Masters always connects with us. She hosts The Business on member station KCRW and is editor-at-large for The Hollywood Reporter.